Forgiveness is one of the most beautiful and difficult parts of the Christian life. Many people want freedom, but they are still carrying anger, hurt, betrayal, disappointment, or resentment. Some have been wounded by family, some by a spouse, some by a friend, some by a church, some by their own choices. Christian gratitude helps us approach forgiveness carefully. Gratitude does not say, what happened was fine. Gratitude does not say, you should not feel hurt. Gratitude does not say, trust must be restored immediately. Instead, gratitude begins by remembering mercy. Ephesians 4:32 says, and be kind to one another, tender-hearted, forgiving each other, just as God also in Christ forgave you. The Christian life begins with mercy we did not earn. God forgives sinners through Jesus Christ. He does not pretend sin is harmless. He deals with sin through the cross. That means Christian forgiveness is not denial. It is not weakness. It is not pretending. It is releasing judgment to God while walking in truth, wisdom, and love. A gratitude attitude asks, where have I received mercy? Where am I still holding bitterness? What wound needs to be named honestly? What boundary may still be needed? What freedom is God inviting me to receive? The Bible encourages forgiveness, and Ministry Sciences observes a similar pattern in human formation. Unresolved bitterness can shape attention, emotion, relationships, and identity. Forgiveness, when practiced wisely and truthfully, can help free the soul from being ruled by the wound. What helps? Begin by thanking God for mercy you have received. What harms? Using forgiveness language to excuse harm, silence pain or pressure, unsafe reconciliation. Forgiveness may take time. Some wounds require pastoral care, counseling, protection, legal help, or wise distance. But in Christ, bitterness does not have to become your home. You can name the wound. You can receive mercy. You can release vengeance to God. You can walk toward freedom one faithful step at a time.